table is a Whalen. I'm going to go down. The last one is case number 9574. This is on Ron's mobile home. The gentleman's requesting the three variances. Between units for steps. Between units for steps and side yard setback. Down the Hope Bay, Mobile Home Park. Mr. McCabe, how are you on that one?
Well, it's
the last case we heard.
Not a problem with me, it's with him, it's a problem with the neighbors on a couple of them. Setbacks as far as side yards. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have much choice.
Mm-hmm. Except to put a smaller unit, and they've got a 28 wide there.
Mm-hmm.
Is the unit already placed in there?
I never asked that. Yeah.
John, have they had any cases wrong mobile home? Have we had any?
No, just one a year ago.
A year ago.
On the 11th of July, they placed a mobile home in the rear setback. Has to do with steps for entry.
Mm-hmm. It's all for steps.
Now, on one side of the steps are 6 feet and they want a 7 foot variance.
And there's that. Yeah?
On the west side.
West side of the house.
They want a 7 foot variance and the steps are
6 foot.
6 foot. So a little more, it's a little more than the steps. The unit's 19 feet.
Oh, so four steps and mobile home. So that's a deck then,
I guess.
That'd be interesting. Nice. Steps.
I think we're looking at two different things. One of them's 13 foot. From the 20 foot separation. That's what the 7 foot is. 7 feet is for. Right?
That's what that should be, right? That shouldn't be for steps.
Then it's a 1 foot variance for the
step.
For the step.
And a 2 foot.
For the step.
For steps between it, right? Because that first one should be between mobile home units, right?
Right, because the one step has to be 5 feet from the line, and it's not, and then the rest is
for steps.
Well,
that's between units.
Between units.
And okay. The steps. The unit requires 1 foot. The steps require
two.
Seven.
Okay. 20 feet between the units.
I thought it was the other way around.
I did tell it's 20 feet between the units now.
Yeah, between units, home to home is 19-10 on one side. From the steps to the home is 13-10.
I'd see 13-10 on one. Yeah. I don't feel like it's something wrong then.
It's got requested 7 foot variance and a regular 20 foot between units.
Right. You need 7 foot between, yeah, that'd be 13 feet between units.
Yeah.
That's what's on the back page here.
Yeah.
That's how I always thought it looked, right?
On the back page.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we reopen the hearing. Here's the applicant is still here and perhaps he can shed some light on it.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we reopen the hearing on case number 9574. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried, sir.
I'll have to get sworn in again.
State, just state for the record.
Just state your name for the record, sir, please.
I know, I wrote this up.
Okay.
I remember how I wrote this up. I took the small, the closest number is what I did.
Your name, sir, for the record, your name.
Jack C. Horn.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, you see what you got there now?
I know what it.
You know what it is now?
Yeah, I remember what I done. What it is, I took the smallest number, like we do any other building, we take the shortest number to that distance. So that's where I have it's 13 from, would be from the deck, which would, you know, calculate into the home.
Right.
To the next unit. And then on the other side, with everything there, because the steps come out, just calculate it all in, and that's where I come up with that number, and then the steps, the 6-foot step is. You needed a foot, cause it had to be 5 feet from the line, cause it's over the 28 square feet, that's where you can encroach to 4 feet.
Sir, this unit is already set on the property?
Yes.
What's the need for the 6-foot step, wide steps on the west side?
That's the way they built it.
Who built it?
The contractor, this is the owner here, the property.
That's it.
What, did the builder get the permit?
The builder built it that way, I don't know why.
Okay. And did, you didn't contract the builder to do that?
Oh, no, I'm the surveyor.
Okay.
I'm the person that surveyed it, I had nothing to do with the building of it.
I see.
I see.
Hey, you reopened the hearing, you can take.
Sir, you come up and be sworn in if you'd like.
We thought you were representing Bronze Mobile Homes.
No.
I did.
No, no, I'm sorry if I.
Oh, I did too, I thought you were Culberson, Lot 42, Rehoboth Bay.
Okay, you swear in, you swear testimony you're about to give, but you're a perfect professional knowledge.
I do.
Okay.
The only thing I'd like to say is when I purchased this place, I bought the mobile home from Bronze. The people in the park that run the park, I met with them, and they told me that the deck was grandfathered. If I tore it out, that I would have to be 15 foot from the bulkhead. And he said, don't tear it out, just put new boards on, and that's exactly what I did. I did not extend that deck 1 foot, I swear I didn't. I went over the deck, cause the wood wasn't that good. I redid the deck, but I went over top of the old deck. I did not add on to that deck at all. When they surveyed, or whoever came out and surveyed it, they marked the mobile home. They set it, they put the footers in, and I was ready to move in, and they said, you need another survey to get your occupancy permit. And that's, I don't know what happened after that. I was 5 months, Mrs. Hudson finally give me a temporary, I paid my rent for 4 months in there, my lot fee, and I did not move in that place. I don't know what happened, but that's where we're staying now.
One question, you mentioned the deck. The deck's on the rear of the property?
The deck was already there. I did, all I did was, oh, I'm sorry.
I wanna make sure we're talking about the same deck. You're talking about the deck on the rear of the property?
The deck on my property?
Yeah.
It was already there, I just went over top of it.
This is what he's talking about here.
I think the question we had was.
Oh, the steps on the side.
Right, that's what, I believe that's what you were.
That's, oh, that's, okay, you talk about the steps on the side.
Being 6 foot, 6 feet wide.
Okay, yeah, they were put in by a carpenter.
Did he get a permit?
That's just a pair of steps in the, oh, it's not a deck in the back, okay, it's just the steps on the side.
It was the carpenter.
I measured it today, and I think you're supposed to have 20 feet between each mobile home. And I measured today, it was 19 foot 5 inches from his house to the landing. It was only off 7 inches, I measured it today.
Who was the carpenter that did the deck?
I tell you the truth, I can't find him. He never come back and finished. He was supposed to put my railings on, I paid him. And he was supposed to come back and finish my railings, and he never come back. It's been a nightmare.
So is there any reason why you built a 6 foot step there?
Pardon me?
Is there any reason why you built a 6 foot landing there?
I don't know. And what I did, My son got a business in Virginia, Drive It, and it's a beautiful mobile home. I put that Drive It, which costs a ton of money, all the way around it and blocked it in. And it's right where that landing is all boxed in too. It's gonna be hard to cut 7 inches off of there.
So did you tell me you wanted a 6 foot step?
Pardon me?
Did you tell him you wanted a 6 foot step?
No.
He just built a 6 foot step.
Well, up here, I thought they knew the code. I just said I need a landing and a pair of steps to go in the side of my home, and that's what he put on there.
So you didn't tell him to put a 6 foot
step? No. And like I said, I don't know where he's from. I know he's from, I couldn't get a hold of him. He come back and put my railings on my back deck. It didn't finish. And I called him, paid him, and he still never come back and finished. I still had a railing I had to do myself, like a plastic railing. I don't know where he's at. I couldn't find him.
Okay, sir. Okay, there any further questions? Okay then, gentlemen. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion then.
Buyer beware, huh?
Yep, that's what it sounds like in that one. Again, chair will entertain a motion.
Do you have license? Do you have insurance?
That's right, we got you going and coming. Hearing none? I'll leave it on the table. You want to table it then to your next meeting?
Okay. You look at it, Sergeant?
He didn't look at it either. Table it.
Let's table it. Next meeting, we'd like to take a look at it.
And second to that motion? A motion by Mr. McCabe, second by Mr. Hudson, that we table case number 9574 to our next regular meeting, which will be on August the 7th. All those in favor of the motion, can use a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case there will be tabled.
Mr. Chairman.
Are there any other business before the board? Yes, ma'am.
Just to let you know that there won't be a special meeting in August because our second meeting in August, we didn't even have enough to give a full schedule. So I don't have enough to make an extra meeting.
Can't have that.
So just to let you know, we won't have one in August.
How many are on the second meeting in August?
Ten.
Couldn't find five more? Five like we have?
Not our deadline. I mean, we actually did all the way down to the day, did the last four to cut off, just to squeeze them in, but we didn't have
enough. Send you back 15 or 20 then.
So you only have two in August.
Okay. There being no other business? Chair will entertain a motion. Second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Meeting is adjourned.